Your Afternoon with Helen Shield on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania.
Massimo Mele, while I have got you in on Your Afternoon, what do you think is the appeal of the single item festival? There are tomato, garlic, now scallop as well. Mm. What's the benefit of doing things that way?
I think the benefit is you're really kind of highlighting and celebrating the produce, the individual product. I think in Italy, like when I was growing up as a boy, we'd have festivals, sagres, they call them. Each neighbourhood would celebrate, you know, the porchetta or the sausage, a certain product or a vegetable. They'd highlight it when it's in season, you know, because that's the prime time to eat it. And I think, you know, the fact that it's not just a festival with lots of different ingredients and produce, it's just glorifying one thing. And, you know, the start of the scallop season, Tassie scallops are amazing. We've got some of the best seafood in the country. And I think the fact that someone's actually got up and gone, you know, we want to kind of make this a celebration and get everyone involved and educate also our kids and things about eating fresh produce when it's in season, it's a great thing to be. I really enjoy it.
Is that kind of like the focus you take when you travel around?
It is now. Mm. You know, like I've been back in Tassie, I guess, full time since Christmas, and it's been quite a journey. You know, going from working professional kitchens the last 10, 15 years, and the closest we get to fresh produce sometimes is Instagram. You know, because, you know, you're working in large venues, you know, in the middle of the city. And since I've been back, you know, this year I've been really trying to connect with the producers, the farmers, I guess, to get more an understanding of Tasmania. I've been away 15 years. And I think when you come back, Tassie's a very kind of, you know, you kind of got to earn your stripes again. You've got to kind of, you know, put your hard yards in, and you can't just come back saying, you know, I've been working, you know, look at me. Mm. I kind of needed to connect.
Lucky you all, I'm back.
Yeah. And
which
I kind of.
Probably, you know, is the case of it, to be honest.
Well, though, that's what I was like at the start. And I think a few people just, you know, kind of gave me the cold shoulder.
Aww.
Which is actually quite grounding, to be honest. And since then, I've really made an effort to really work on those relationships. And through that, I kind of met all these producers and farmers. And when the silos opportunity came along, I just thought, wouldn't it be great if we could. My job is really just to kind of direct the food and the team in the right direction, really. And I really wanted to kind of celebrate the region, celebrate the producers. So I thought it would be a great way to kind of take the team, the developer, the general manager, the hotel manager, the chef, to go and meet some of these people that I've been lucky enough to meet over the last 18 months. And so we began that journey through the Northwest Coast. We started with Erinvale Potatoes, Erinvale Farm, went to some of my mates at Ghost Rock Vineyard. We spent a couple of days at Robbins Island. So, you know, to try and...
Yeah, how was your naturally salted Wagyu experience?
Yeah, it was pretty good. It's pretty good, except I got stuck over there because the tide came in, and, you know, that we couldn't drive across because there's a great thing. You go over in a boat, but then you drive back when the tide goes out.
Yeah.
But just connecting with that family and watching them, you know... We just look at it as a product that comes Cryvac, and we look at the price, and we don't really look at what goes into it. You know, spending a whole day with them, and it's hard work. You know, I went digging potatoes for a day. I mean, there was
never going to look at a potato quite the same way.
You know, I had dirt coming out of my ears, but you know, spent the day with Wayne, and you know, he worked. And what you pay for it makes you really appreciate all that effort. They come to the market every week. Sometimes they do two markets in a weekend. So I think it's given me that insight, that appreciation for not just the food, but for the people behind it.
Where's home for you now that you're back in Tassie?
Hobart.
Is it?
I'm back in Hobart.
So
yep.
You're just on the Midland commuting all the time?
Once a week I go up there, but we've actually just bought a place, and I've just today, that's why I'm dressed in my civvies, basically, you know, starting the garden, building my own garden. So I got a bit of land, and I really wanted to get in touch with my mother as a kid was so fantastic with fresh produce, but I never really appreciated it. You know, artichokes, potatoes, eggplants, all these things, and we'd always turn our nose up at it. And
oh,
it's funny, like 20.
Would she still get to rope you into making all the passata once a year?
We make the passata once a year.
Good.
We do. I get the glorious job of putting the basil in the bottles. I don't even get the important jobs.
She doesn't trust you
no,
yet with the canning.
No,
or anything.
You believe that? you know, and that's I want to start those traditions with my son. You know, in my family. So I guess today was the first day of really starting to dig up the garden and trying to map it out and kind of build that and make that next project and kind of build that and make that next project.